For a moment he felt he had jumped into icy water. The blood flowed back into his hands.
"Well done, lad," said Ridcully. "Your hair's going brown again, too."
"Ow!" Ponder slumped to his knees. "It was like wearing a lead suit. I never want to go through that again."
"Suicide's your best bet, then," said Ridcully.
"Is this going to happen again?"
"Probably. At least once, anyway."
Ponder got to his feet with a steely look in his eyes.
"Then let's find out whoever's building this place and ask them to send us home," he growled.
"They might not want to listen," said Ridcully. "Deities can be touchy."
Ponder shook his sleeves to leave his hands free. For a wizard, this was the equivalent to checking the functioning of a pump-action shotgun.
"Then we'll insist," he said.
"Really, Stibbons? Oh, what about protection of the magical ecology?"
Ponder turned on him a look that would have opened a strong room. Ridcully was in his 70s and spry even for wizards, who tended to live well into their second century if they survived their first 50 years. Ponder wasn't sure how old he'd been, but he definitely thought he could hear a blade being sharpened. It was one thing to know you were on a journey, and quite another to see your destination on the horizon.
"It can get stuffed," he said.
It would be nice to say that this experience taught Ponder a valuable lesson, and that he was a lot more considerate towards old people afterwards. And this was true for about 5 minutes.
"Well thought out, Mr. Stibbons. I can see we'll make a wizard of you yet. Ah, the Dean's..."
"Oh."
The Dean's clothes billowed up, but did not, as it were, inflate to their old size. The hat, in particular, was big enough to rock on the Dean's ears, which were redder and stuck out more than Ponder remembered. Ridcully raised the hat.
"Push off, Grandad," said the Dean.
"Ah," said the Arch-Chancellor. 13 years old, I'd say, which explains a lot. Well, Dean, help us with the others, will you?"
"Why should I?"
The adolescent Dean cracked his knuckles.
"Ah, I'm young again and soon you'll be dead. I've got me a whole life ahead of me."
"Firstly, you'll spend it here. And secondly, Dean, you think it's going to be jolly good fun being the Dean in a 13-year-old body, don't you? But within a minute or two, you'll start forgetting it all, you see? The old temporal gland can't allow you to remember being 14 when you're not even 13 yet. You follow me?"
"You'd know this stuff, Dean, if you weren't forgetting. You'll have to go through it all over again, Dean.
The brain has far less control over the body than the body does over the brain, and adolescence is not a good time. Nor is old age, for that matter, but at least the spots have cleared up. Some of the more troublesome glands have settled down, and you're allowed to take a nap in the afternoons and twinkle at young women. In any case, the Dean's body hadn't experienced too much old age yet, whereas every junior spot, ache and twinge was firmly embossed on the morphic memory. Once, it decided, was enough. The Dean expanded. Ponder noticed that his head in particular swelled up to fit his ears. The Dean rubbed his spot-free face.
5 minutes wouldn't have been bad," he complained. "What was that all about?"
"Temporal uncertainty," said Ridcully. "You've seen it before, didn't you realise? What were you thinking of?"
"Sex."
"Oh, yes, of course. Silly of me, really."
Ridcully looked along the deserted beach.
"Mr. Stibbons thinks we can..." He began. "Ye gods, there are people here."
A young woman was walking towards them, swaying anyway.
"My word," said the Dean. "I suppose this isn't slacky by any chance." "I thought they wore grass skirts," said Ridcully. "What's she wearing, Stibbons?"
"A sarong."
"Looks right enough to me,"
said the Dean.
"Certainly makes a man wish he was 50 years younger," said the Chair of Indefinite Studies.
5 minutes younger would do for me," said the Dean.
"Incidentally, did any of you notice that rather clever inadvertent joke just then? Stibbons said it was a sarong, and I said..."
"What's that she's carrying?" said Ridcully.
"No, listen, you see, I misheard him, in fact, and I..."
"Looks like coconuts," said Ponder, shading his eyes.
"This is a bit more like it," said the senior wrangler, "because actually I thought he said it's wrong, you see?"
"Certainly a coconut," said Ridcully. "I'm not complaining, of course, but aren't these sultry maids generally black-haired? Red doesn't seem very typical."
"So, I said..."
"I suppose you get coconuts here," said the lecturer in recent runes. They float, don't they? And listen, when Stibbons said sarong, I thought... Something familiar about her, Ridcully mused.